Philip Trott, who's senior consultant at the Vanessa Gangwin immigration law firm, and joins me now. I briefly outlined the view of the Lord Chancellor as regards this new bill, were it to be approved. Are you in accord with him? Good morning.
Good morning. No, I'm not in accord with him. He is looking at it from a very, very narrow legal perspective, and I, like your previous interviewee, would like to look at the broader legal perspective. People have legal rights, and there are remedies. And if the person is abusing their legal rights, there are remedies dealing with removal. And I think there's an even bigger picture here. And the bigger picture is, why are we spending so much money on defending our borders when we could be actually putting similar monies into helping those people who are seeking to flee their country of oppression? And why don't we think about ways of giving money to the communities from where they come?
Is this an idea from, such as David Cameron suggested, which you deal more with the problem at source and you try and help people back in? Let's use the example of Syria.
That is an idea which has been floated for the last 20 to 30 years. I wouldn't dare to attribute it to David Cameron. and it's one which seems to have passed people by. If you're putting literally millions, it may even be billions, into defending the borders, why don't we consider another option?
How would it work in practice?
Well, it would work by our funders going into communities from where we know people are leaving and saying, OK, can we make the opportunities better in those countries so that they don't want to leave?
The amount of money, I understand, people traffickers, human, whatever you want to call them, human traffickers, they're going to still try and pursue that market, aren't they, or exploit that market?
They are. And someone rather glibly said to me the other day, why don't you just make it a criminal offence in France to sell a dinghy? It's not my idea, somebody else's idea. But I think you know, looking at this problem in the round, there are political solutions and there are also legal rights. And the legal rights do need to be protected.
Lastly, when Home Office figures show 8 in 10 deportation flights are disrupted or blocked by, in some instances, last-minute human rights challenges, isn't that something that needs to be looked at?
By all means, look at it. But if you had a legal right and you were told by the government, I'm sorry, your legal right may not be protected, how would you feel?
Thanks for your time. Philip Trott, you are senior consultant at the Vanessa Gangwin immigration law firm.